Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Wow. Today, our journey takes us to the mystical Brahmapurishwara temple, nestled in the serene village of Tenambakkam, a stone throw away from the Pala River. In this sacred abode, the presiding deity is known as Brahmapurishwara, and the divine mother is revered as Kamakshi. This temple holds a special place as one of the 108 Shiva temples chronicled in the Kanchi Purana, and it's aptly named Shivasthana. The temple's Thala Purana weaves a tale of Lord Brahma's yearning to be the creator. He sought Lord Shiva's divine boon to fulfill his wish. Following Lord Shiva's guidance, Brahma journeyed to the outskirts of Kanchi and established a sacred Shivalinga, marking the beginning of his worship. Brahma, in his devotion, created a water body which today is known as Brahmatirtha to perform sacred ablutions. For an extended period, he worshipped Lord Shiva with unwavering dedication. Touched by his devotion, Lord Shiva bestowed upon Brahma the responsibility of creation. Grateful for this divine favor, Brahma implored Lord Shiva to make this holy place his abode. And so this temple became known as Shivasthana, and the Lord of creation, Lord Shiva, assumed the title of Brahmapurishwara. The original temple structure is believed to date back to the late Pallava period. However, it underwent a remarkable reconstruction during the Chola dynasty. Notably, the sanctum adorned with Gajaprishtha Vimana showcases the distinct Chola architectural style. Facing east, the temple greets devotees with a majestic Nandi and a sacred Balipitha, a testimony to its spiritual significance. Inside the temple's Koshtha, one finds divine manifestations of Nartana Vinayaka, Dakshinamurti, Lingodbhava, Brahma and Vishnu and Durga. Beyond the Garbhagriha, a unique shrine for Soma Ganapati unveils a rare gem, an idol of Lord Vinayaka as a baby, nestled on the lap of Goddess Parvati beside Lord Shiva. The temple also pays homage to Navagrahas, Bhairava and Nagadevatas in their respective shrines. Adding to this spiritual ambience, the temple houses shrines for Lord Subramanya, revered as Swaminatha, and Kanchi Kamakoti Pithadipati Shri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamiji, affectionately known as Mahaperiyavar. The holy Tirtha associated with this temple is Brahmatirtha, whose water is employed for sacred ablutions to Lord Shiva. It is customary that no one steps into the temple pond, preserving its sanctity. The temple precinct is graced by the mighty Vilva tree as the Sthalavriksha, adding to its spiritual charm. According to the legends of Kanchi Matha, the great Adi Shankaracharya spent part of his divine sojourn in Kanchi within the sacred precincts of this temple. In 1952, the 68th pontiff of Kanchi Kamakoti Pitha, Sri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swami, saw the temple in a state of neglect. Determined to revive its glory, he decided to reside near the temple and initiated its restoration. In 1954, Sri Jayendra Saraswati Swamiji, the 69th Acharya, undertook the renovation, adhering to the Pallava architectural style. So, we see the renovated temple now. As we conclude our visit to this divine heaven, we are reminded of the enduring power of devotion and the spiritual legacy that has been preserved through centuries. Thank you for joining us on Bharat Ke Wow, where we unearth the sacred treasures of India's rich heritage. If today's episode has touched your soul, please subscribe, share and leave a review. Until we meet again, may you be blessed by the grace of Brahmapurishwara.